Hello, everybody. It's Bops and Bangers Season 4. We actually made it here, and we have some serious improvements. You can tell the room we're in. We actually have real mics. It's an exciting season. I'm Kelsey.
And I'm Ashley.
And if you don't know us, we are Girl Music. Bops and Bangers is our podcast, vodcast. We have changed it around a little bit. So we're going to give you a little brief reintroduction, say hey to the gang, and just a little reminder of what you're going to be expecting this season. I'm so excited.
I'm amped.
We have been practicing, some might say rehearsing a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit.
Working on my acting skills and vocal.
Ashley has been doing really well with her diction recently. We're very proud.
I'm trying.
You are doing great.
Thank you.
With this new season, we have a studio that we are in. We're so excited to be working with Olas Media. They are behind the scenes right now, saving our asses. Truly. We are going to be in here every week. We are switching to a video format. Ashley and I have both just found we're so much better. Our faces
the
are...
The charisma.
Work. Oozes. Oozes, baby. It oozes. And we like this kind of feeling better. It's a lot more. We get to look at each other now. Our necks aren't hurting as we're cranking to the side.
Yeah, you could find us on YouTube before.
Yeah.
But now we are moving more solely towards YouTube. You can still, if you're listening to us on Spotify and other places you can find podcasts, we are still there.
We are.
But go to YouTube.
You should
check
watch it.
Out. Yeah.
You should watch
We've got PowerPoint.
We do. We also have new segments. We are going to be more segment-based. So we have, I think, 4 or 5 new segments that we're going to be introducing. We're going to give you a quick little rundown. The first being what we're calling the shit list. We are so excited about this one. It's us talking about the music industry. We're trying to educate younger artists. We're trying to understand why the music industry is failing everyone, not just artists. So if you're in music business, listen along. We're doing basically just shitting on the industry that we love so dearly, but trying to also, I think, come up with solutions.
Yes.
There needs to be
a change. Kelsey and I have been saying burn it all down.
Burn it all down.
Because there's issues.
There's issues. So that's the shit list. We're going to be really diving into it. It's going to be so much fun. We are actually going to be doing it in this episode, so stay tuned for that. Another segment we're doing is our interviews. Guys, this is going to be so much fun. We have some artists coming into the studio. We're going to be interviewing
them.
So profesh. We're going to be interviewing them in a way that's like Hot Ones, where with the wings and they eat and they get a little sassy and then they, you know.
Except I have stomach issues, so we're not doing that.
Yeah, Ashley cannot eat spicy food. She will cry.
Like, I wouldn't survive.
If we get invited to Hot Ones, you're saying you would never, you couldn't do it?
No.
You couldn't.
I could.
Oh.
It would just be a bad week after.
It'd be a bad week.
But this is not a painful one.
But this
so artists,
exactly.
Line up.
So we're going to have people coming in. It's going to be super exciting. They're going to be playing games with us. So like Cards Against Humanity, What Do You Meme? Just to show their personality a little bit more, make it more interesting versus that Zoom call interview that we're all just a little bit sick of.
Yeah.
So those are 2 segments. Ashley's going to kick it over to 2 more segments of ours.
3.
Oh my gosh. See, I can't 3. Even count.
First one, which we are going to be doing today in the podcast, is Music Discovery.
Oh, yeah.
Super excited. Just if you listen to us in the past, it's our same Music Discovery. We both pick a few albums, songs, EPs to listen to, talk about, rave about, honestly.
Honestly, we can't get enough of these.
We listen to so much music that if they come on the podcast, we are obsessed.
We are obsessed.
So yes. Super excited for that segment. Also, we have a fun little segment called Rating Pitchfork Ratings.
I am actually secondly most excited for this one.
Because Pitchfork is so harsh.
So
unnecessarily unprompted harsh.
Rude.
Yeah, so we're going to just be crushing Pitchfork, I guess.
It's honestly my dream.
Rerating albums. Maybe even some that they rate well. We'll be like, oh.
They do that. No, they do that all the time.
Yeah.
So
it's a politics thing with Pitchfork. It's very strange.
Very strange.
So we're coming after them.
Yeah.
We got you. And then we have a fun little segment called Rachel in the City.
I cannot wait. Rachel's amped.
We are located in San Diego, California, if y'all didn't know. And we are going to get on the streets. Rachel's going to go talk to the people, interview them, ask them what they're listening to, what shows that they're planning on going to in San Diego. Yeah. Just kind of connect the music scene. We're already putting on a few events here. So, oh my God, Rachel in the City is going to be thriving at the events.
She is going to be running through those events and everyone's going to see her pink hair and be like, that's girl music.
Oh, yeah.
And they're going to be like, can I talk on camera?
100%.
Be like, here you see your platform.
Mini miking it up. We love to see it. True. So get prepped for those interviews. That's going to be super fun.
Super fun. So those are our segments that we're rolling with. We might come up with a few different ones, but that's what we're leaning towards. Right now, we're just going to do a little bit of summer catch up, a little bit of tidbits of what we did, who we are. I have a fun little slide that shows our beautiful selves throughout the years. Guys, if you don't know, Ashley and I have been best friends since kindergarten, and I think this slideshow perfectly encapsulates.
I love that we have braces at the same time.
Oh, duh. Like, like heavy braces
that,
too.
That, like, I know.
Heavy braces.
They don't make braces like that anymore.
They really don't. They really don't. But we also have our infamous NSYNC photo where we're mismatching outfits.
Yeah, if you're only listening to us, we have a little slide here of photos of us in our youth.
It's wild.
Yeah.
Really throughout the years. I mean, I think my red bangs were in college, you know. I think the picture of you and the chef's hat was at your parents' house. Your dad was making us
pizza. Yeah, in college.
In college. We've just been through a lot of life together.
Yeah.
So with that being said, Ashley, what did you do this summer?
Oh my goodness. Well, this summer was crazy, honestly. Kelsey was gone all summer, so I had to entertain myself.
Oh, that was hard.
And I guess like the biggest highlights were girl really was able to do press throughout the summer at festivals. Most like we had two big fests we did press for. Bleached Fest, which was a San Diego festival. It was super fun. The lineup was amazing. Ethel Kane, Omar Apollo, Lizzie McAlpine, which I was super excited to see her because I'm a mega fan. There was just so many amazing, I don't want to, it was more like an indie fest.
Yes, it felt that way.
And San Diego doesn't usually have that. So that was really
cool. Of course I missed it.
And we did press for that. And Rachel and I went and she took all of the gorgeous photos. Go check them out on our website and on our socials because she did an amazing job.
It's insane.
And she was just booking it back and forth. And I was like, you're doing great.
You're doing great, sweetie. You're just sipping on a wine cooler. Yeah, like,
honestly, that's exactly what happened. But we had so much fun, and then we randomly, like, I applied for press for Outside Lands, and then we got it.
As a joke, by the way. We did it like a week before Outside Lands.
I think it was three. I think I applied 3 weeks before.
Okay.
I was thinking about it for a long time.
Yeah.
And then I just went for it.
You shot our shot. You did.
And
which is the theme of our life.
Paid off. But if you want to get press for fests like that big, because for Bleached, they just gave us press for whoever wanted to go on our team.
Right.
But for Outside Lands, you have to apply for each person.
Yes.
So we made that mistake because I asked if we could have more press passes and they were like, are you new here? No. No, you can't.
New here?
But we did get press. We interviewed Upsol. Press at Outside Lands was pretty cool because they do have like little events going on throughout the fest. Outside Lands is huge though, and it's exhausting to walk around.
Yes.
So if you are a music lover, I don't know how you would do it solo.
No.
Oh, especially if you had a photo pass.
Oh, no.
It would be just so difficult.
You couldn't actually go to the festival. You know what I mean?
No, you couldn't.
Yeah, it's harsh. It's too.
You're like knees to
out.
Chesting already.
Oh, my God. I think we walked a total of over 20 miles throughout 3 days.
It's exhausting.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was really cool though. So those events were super fun.
So
they were within the same week. So hello, I'm old, but not that old.
Boom, baby. She did it.
I hung.
You did.
Another thing that happened was, if y'all don't know, I'm getting married.
Show that ring off.
In November, which is in a month.
Help.
But my bachelorette party was, what was it? A couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
God, it feels like a lot.
I don't know. It took us a week to get over the hangover.
The recovery was rough.
Rough.
But it was super fun. We rented a beautiful house.
Ugh.
in Escondido, California, and we had so much fun. We drank a lot.
A lot.
But it was the best thing ever. Kelsey put on an amazing party. She's my maid of honor, y'all, so she fucking crushed it.
Thank you so much. I'm not gonna cry. It was so much fun. By the way, this house, I just always have to mention it, had a pirate ship in the pool.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's how insane it was.
Yeah, there was a rope swing, which is so hard, y'all.
Oh, I have hilarious videos of Ashley trying to do this rope swing. Did I attempt it? Absolutely not.
Yeah.
No upper body strength for me.
What is the saying on like TikTok where it's like my biggest fault is thinking I can do that when I can't?
My biggest beige flag or whatever.
Yeah. Like literally, I was like, I can crush a rope swing.
Oh, I literally thought you were gonna.
No, it's the gravity still is a thing.
It is. Who knew? Who knew? I mean, it was a great, great time. Honestly, the summer was so much fun.
It was fun.
Busy.
How was your summer?
My summer, I know I left you, but I split my time between Spokane, Washington, for a lot of people who don't know where Spokane is, apparently, and San Diego. So I was up with my partner, my boyfriend, and I had a great little summer. It was my birthday in July. We rented this beautiful lake cabin, and we just also got really drunk. I made a banger of a playlist, and we just had so much fun chilling. Like, I just always love that type of birthday. It's just easy peas.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about too much. Just lay back and have it.
Yeah, just like my bachelorette party.
Exactly.
Just chill at home just and chill. Everyone. Just you don't have to chill. Go out.
Exactly. I also got two new tattoos, which, if you know me, I love my tattoos. I have a silly little goose on my arm now, which is...
We love the silly goose.
If you don't know me, I am the silliest little goose. And then me and my partner got a matching alien tattoo, which is on my thigh, so you don't get to see it. But I will have pictures of this. My summer was pretty chill in that regard. I literally... My favorite video game came out. Starfield came out. Gabe and I have been playing it for literally nonstop for a month at this point. Can't stop, won't stop, some might say. And we just hung out, and I love that. You know,
that's nice. That's a nice summer.
Homebody.
Yeah.
Spokane is also beautiful in the summer. Just a little too hot, but like when the sun goes down at 9:30 p.m.
Gorgeous. 9:30 p.m.
Yes. I know. I'm so mad about our light down here going away at 4. It's
going away.
But yeah, it was a really nice little break. We had a really fun time with Girl At Home With ended just a week ago, I think.
Our At Home With, it was 12 or 13?
I think 13.
13 amazing artists that you can find videos of them performing on our YouTube. Also, you can go back on our Instagram. We really showcase some incredible talent.
Seriously. It's wild, the talent that... Yeah. I mean, when people were just even sending us submissions, it was hard. It was so hard to pick.
Over like 130 submissions.
Nuts.
Next year, it's going to be even bigger.
I know. I don't even know what's going to happen. But I'm really excited. We do At Home With every summer, so be on the lookout with your peepers. In a few months, we're going to have auditions once again.
Yeah.
Super excited.
Yay.
Other than that, Girl is thriving. We're doing a lot of events in San Diego, so be sure to, you know, check it out. We are excited to keep on going with this beautiful episode. We're going to be doing the shit list next, so be ready for that. We'll be right back.
So, getting into the shit list.
The shit list. I just want flames to just come up and
burn it down. As we were talking about in the beginning, we really, really have some qualms.
Some grinding of gears.
Yeah, that is happening in the music industry. So we wanted to start a segment titled The Shit List, where we kind of deep diving into our issues that we have with the music industry currently.
Yes.
The first issue is
no one's getting paid. Why?
Especially at the level where we are at with all of the indies that are out there, it is very discouraging. I can feel it from artists right now where it's like, where's the money? Mm-hmm. Because the only people that have the money are the huge corps in the industry.
Yes.
So basically, getting into where no one's getting paid, we want to talk about streaming.
Our favorite topic that really just makes everyone's eye twitch a little, you know, just a twinge of the twitch.
It really is frustrating, but we stream, everyone streams. It's
the way of the world, folks.
Which is frustrating.
It's so frustrating.
So it's like, how do we fix this? And I think a lot of people are trying to figure out how to fix streaming from where it's at now, because indies are getting paid. The money consistently goes to the Taylor Swifts, Justin Biebers on the streaming services who are signed with UMG.
Yes.
I mean, it's very much consistent.
Yeah.
Well, recently, Deezer came out that in Q4, they are going to try and fix streaming by launching a service that is more artist-centric.
Right, which is bullshit.
I mean, I think, so let me get into a little more detail on what this means.
Tell me.
So Deezer is a French company owned by Axis Industries, which is a parent company of Warner Brothers Music Group. Big eye roll
for
that.
If you couldn't see my ginormous eye roll right there.
In Rotana Group, in UMG. So Deezer and UMG are partnering now on this.
Yeah.
So, which is Warner Brothers and Rotana.
Yeah.
And then UMG.
Yeah.
So it's great.
So again.
Sounds like a monopoly to me, but we're fine.
Literally.
So from Deezer's website, they basically said that the key enhancements that are going to be provided by an artist-centric model are focusing on artists. So Deezer will attribute a double boost to what they define as professional artists, those who have a minimum of 1,000 streams per month by a minimum of 500 unique listeners, in order to more fairly reward them for the quality and engagement they bring to the platform and fans.
I already have an issue with the way they put a number to how many monthly streams you have and how many unique listeners you have to have.
Yeah.
Because most of the artists that still need the biggest help are not getting 1,000 streams.
Yes. I mean, if you're releasing one, like your first single.
Yes.
So you have to really just, the marketing again is where, like that's why it's like TikTok virality and all that stuff, which is, we hate to hear it. The next thing is rewarding engaging content. Additionally, assigning a double boost for songs that fans actively engage with, reducing the economic influence of algorithmic programming.
So meaning like they just listen to it like a lot?
So meaning like if I'm looking up a song,
yeah.
Like if I'm engaging an artist.
Yeah.
So say that I don't know why I'm thinking about this because we just talked about with our artist that was working with us, Juliana Joy. So say I look up Juliana Joy, that would give her a boost.
Oh, it's just looking it up.
Yeah,
too.
If someone's searching you, then that gives you an algorithmic boost.
Oh.
Which is kind of interesting.
I'm okay with that.
And then the next thing is they're really trying to tackle fraud and demonetize non-artist noises.
Right.
Like my fan sounds.
Ashley's infamous for her number one sound on our song on Spotify.
I'm so sorry, everybody.
Fan sounds.
I switched that now. That was the old me.
That was like two years ago.
I don't do that anymore. I listen to...
Too much music now.
Well, that, and I also listen to Fan Sounds. That's the podcast.
Thank you.
Which might actually take away from podcasts. Oops. I need a white noise machine.
Apparently, I know what I'm getting you for Christmas.
Please. Like a travel one.
Oh my God, how cute.
I know.
Okay, deal.
That would be nice.
Deal.
And then fraud, as we know, is rampant in any industry.
Yes.
So with streaming, it's just as rampant.
Yeah.
And they're really trying to crack down on that. And I think that that's why it has to do with like 1,000 streams per month.
Right. I think a lot of people don't understand, though, that a lot of these scammers will just take people's songs and re-upload them as they're, as if they are that artist. And it ends up being just... No one.
You know
right?
where I see that? On my release radar, because I like certain artists, and they will literally have an artist I love tagged on a song, and I'm like, there's no way that this song was made featuring this artist. But then it obviously will get taken down because the artist will see it eventually.
Right. But if you're a baby artist, you probably aren't like Googling your name that often in terms of that. That's scary.
Yeah.
That's
so I think cracking down on that is important.
Right. Yeah.
I found a little chart about streaming services payouts.
Right.
And it was on VIRPP.com.
Mm-hmm.
And basically it went through each of the streaming platforms and how much they're paying out.
Okay.
So for example, Tidal pays out the most currently out of all the streaming platforms.
Jay-Z doing the damn thing.
Deezer, the worst.
Which is so ironic.
Hells, 0.0011 cents.
So in what world do they think that they're going to... They are acting like they're the heroes of the music industry.
Yeah.
And I'm not okay with that.
And with... I haven't seen anything money-wise about what they're changing in their payouts, but maybe they think cracking down on fraud will help artists get paid up. more.
Okay, major eye roll there, because no, it's not.
And Kelsey and I were talking about how, who uses Deezer?
Literally.
So I think that they're trying to like bring themselves up in the industry a little bit.
Well, competition with Spotify, right? I mean, Spotify pretty much is the streaming giant. We know they suck. We know they don't pay their artists.
They're like mid on the pay.
Right. So if anything, I get why they're trying to like swoop in and be like, we're just the better Spotify, thinking that everyone's going to flock to them.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry. No, Spotify has the interface, the name brand recognition. Ooh, that's fun. Spicy. The brand recognition that Spotify has is just out of control. Yeah. It makes no sense that Deezer is like, hey, we're going to change it. It's like, no, bro, you're owned by Warner Brothers. Yeah. Like, come on. And it's just bullshit. The hero nonsense is insane. What needs to happen, in my opinion, is burn it all down.
No, that's a solution.
It is. But really, like, we really need to think about how users search for music, how they listen to music. We have an issue with passive listening. We haven't, like, there's so many things. We know for a fact, wasn't it Justin Bieber who got caught having people stream
like
his
bot
song?
Bot farms,
like, yes. Just streaming his song over and over again. I think that needs to be fixed. Because I think if you fix that, then you fix the artist being paid out problem.
Well, interestingly enough, I do have a differing of opinion.
Oh.
And it's from someone that we really like appreciate in the music industry.
Admire. Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah.
His name's Ari Hirsan.
We love Ari. He's such a smart little noodle.
Has signed up for his newsletter. He sends out novels of newsletters.
And let me tell you, we actually have them all saved so we can reference them all the time.
He's sending out helpful information all the time. We met him at South by Southwest. We talk about it on the podcast in our last season. Go check it out. I have a great story.
It's hilarious.
We'll not talk about that now. But so basically Ari, he wrote a letter regarding this topic, and he talked about the UMG and Deezer announced that they'll be implementing an artist-centric payment model. He says that the two biggest components about this are professional artists will get a double boost to royalty payments. Songs that listeners actually search for will also get a double boost.
Right.
So I don't hate the search for.
I don't hate that.
I think
that
that's almost that's kind of cool.
Yeah, but I also, like, for example, here's playing devil's advocate. For our job, there are often times when I'm looking for an artist's Instagram.
Yeah.
And I will search for that artist to go find their link to their Instagram bio. And I'm not necessarily, like, looking for it to play their music. You know what I mean?
I get that.
So how do you combat just someone, I don't know, accidentally fucking around and just, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, you can't
that's
do
what
it
I'm
all.
Saying.
So what Ari believes that it should be a more user-centric payment model that pays artists based on the revenue generated by their listeners, like opposed to the artist-centric model.
Right.
And that basically means that if I only listen to Noah Kahan, then all of my subscription money goes to Noah Kahan.
Right.
There's no like streaming amount that he gets per song. It's literally he gets all my money.
Right.
But Kelsey and I were talking and I don't know how like they could ever figure that out.
Especially for us.
Yeah.
I mean, I've listened to over 900 albums this year alone.
Yeah, so everyone would get no money.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, someone who is big into music like we are and listen to so many different artists, that's still not helping them.
Yeah, and the passive listening would really screw that up.
Really screw that up.
Yeah.
The amount of times you hear,
like, you walk into a Kohl's.
You walk into a spa.
Yeah.
They have a Spotify playlist up. Like, I see it. I know for a fact they do. Hair salons. Like, all this stuff is such passive listening. I understand it would be really nice, but, like, at the same time is still not recognizing who needs to be paid per list. You know, it's just so convoluted.
Yeah. And we were talking about how, I was like, well, why can't they do it how like film and TV streams do it?
Right.
Like Netflix pays for the rights to stream that movie for 3 months.
Right.
And then they lose the rights to it. So they pay out a huge chunk of money.
Yeah.
They get to stream the movie.
Yeah.
And then all the streamers obviously just pay Netflix.
Right. Right.
So,
which is like kind of iTunes. We were talking about that as well. Of like, remember when we just bought CDs and we owned it? We got to listen to it as many times as we want. But therein lies my point. Whereas like sometimes people don't buy albums. They don't listen to a full album.
Yeah.
So it'd be really hard if say like 99 cents goes to an artist. But again, they're not getting the continual money off of that.
It would almost have to be like it couldn't capped. It couldn't, it would have to be, we'd have to go back to iTunes.
I know,
like you're getting paid $1.50 per song.
I know. Which is,
but then, like, I buy it, you buy it. If everyone's buying it, then they make a lot of money.
They don't, because that money is still divided by everyone.
Yeah, but that would just be the same as buying an album. If you buy an album and I, like, it's the same kind
of
thing.
No, I know, but that money that goes to the artist is still being so divvied up, they still don't get a lot of profit.
Well, yeah, but wouldn't that have been the same with CDs?
I mean, yes. Yeah. But I will say, I think the contracts and the, like, recording industry was a lot better about paying artists back in, like, 2000.
Oh, yeah.
Versus now, where they're just basically like, well, good luck.
Well, we were just talking to my cousin. Her and her husband both work in the music industry, and they were like, everyone is the greediest they've ever seen people.
Work in the film industry.
Yeah. They work in the film, music industry. Film.
Yeah.
Music in film industry, yeah. Which is where most of the money is at,
yes.
Sinking.
Yes.
But yeah, they said that they've never seen people as greedy as they are today.
Yeah, and therein lies the root of the problem. It, truly, like you have the major labels who just have so much wealth. They only give it to a certain number of artists a year.
Yeah.
And that number is like dwindling.
Yeah.
How many people they actually put out albums.
Mm-hmm.
And you really only have like 10 pop stars, quote unquote. And those are the people making money off of streaming.
I will say in today's age, there are way more famous singers than there have ever been.
Agreed. But they don't necessarily.
But that's why it's so hard to pay everybody out.
Yes.
I mean, it's a competitive industry.
It really is.
But there still needs to be some kind of compensation.
My God. I mean, you're literally having artists who have to have 5 jobs just to exist. And that's not fair. We're going to lose our music culture if we don't figure out a solution to this issue. Because it's just maniacal. They're not getting paid anywhere. And we're not. No one, like literally no one in the industry is being paid, which is a conversation for another shitless segment.
We'll be back with more.
But I think for this conversation, like Deezer and UMG's little duo is sketchy at best. I really would keep our eye on it. Yeah. Everyone who's really invested in the act of getting paid more, just be careful. Just because Deezer and UMG come out with this grand scheme plan does not mean it is working in your best interest. So read about it.
Yeah.
Make sure it works for you, is my thought.
Yeah, do your research. Please. Always read your contracts.
Yeah.
But it's definitely interesting.
It is.
And I think that we will come up with a solution.
That is so optimistic, and I love that, Ash. What a beautiful, beautiful little outro for us.
Thanks, I loved it.
We're super excited. The shit list, we're going to be talking more of this kind of conversation.
And if you have anything to add on it, please write to us in our Discord.
Please. We are actually going to be having a little bit of a chit-chat. We have a really great Discord community right now. A bunch of beautiful humans just talking about music. We share so much music, but we're going to have more in-depth conversations like this because a lot of them are actually artists.
Yeah, and I think if we get all of our brains together,
yes,
we can figure out a solution.
We will rage against the machine together.
Yes!
Yes! So go join our Discord. Join in on the chat. Have fun with us. We'd love to know your opinion. Please.
Please, please.
If you have a solution,
oh my God.
Maybe it's the best solution.
Yeah, tell us.
We might talk about it on our next shit list segment.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Love that.
So now we're going into our beautiful music discovery, which is just the classic tried and true. We can't wait. We have some incredible musicians over the summer that we are so excited to talk about.
Yay.
I can't wait.
Yes. All right, Kels. Well, do you want to start us off?
I do. This has been such an incredible summer of music. It has been wackadoodle busy.
Oh, my God. Insane.
We're panicking.
Yeah.
We panic a
lot. Amount of messages I sent to Kelsey and was like, help, help, I can't.
Yeah. No, it is. The amount of music that comes out.
It's saturated.
It's saturated.
Yeah.
But what did we do? We picked two pieces of music that we just couldn't get enough of. And I'm really excited. My first artist is the beautiful Sarah Crean. Her song, Death by Laundry, it's off of her EP. It is one of my favorite songs I've listened to this year. This is a story. It's an actual storybook kind of thing. So this is a song that has a running plot line of a serial killer who has a gun, and it's it's all this really kind of fun, chaotic nonsense, but the whole thing is that this beautiful allegory for Sarah Crean's life. She went through a lot of shit, as most women in our age group, we do, you know, we go through some trauma. She skedaddled. She was like, I don't want to be here anymore. She's from Ireland. So she left. She went to Berlin, Germany, and she hoping to run away, hoping to just peace out, run away. She realized that all of her shit caught up with her. And this song is sort of like an allegory for like the serial killer, aka the bad shit, is always going to follow you and find you. So you really have to like embrace your own shit and deal with it. But what I love about this song is that she has the voice of like Florence Welch or Joni Mitchell. Oh my God, she soothes me in the best possible way. But it is this indie rock, Julian Baker type of sound where it's kind of darker indie rock with a little lightness in it, which is ironic given it's a song about a serial killer. But there is something about her that just makes me so excited for where indie rock is going in the next year. I think we have this beautiful path of British UK artists who are really making this deep indie rock that we haven't had in so many years, which, you know, is just pure tragedy for me. It's an incredible song. I really, really think you all should listen to it. The EP itself is beautiful, but just the Death by Laundry song is a banger, in my opinion. I have listened to this ad nauseum. Like, they would think I'm a bot farm in this piece of work because I'm just like, repeat it one more time. I'm ADHD glommed on it. So go check out Sarah Crean's Death by Laundry. Obsessed.
I love that like spooky premise.
Spooky. Thank you. It is perfect for fall time weather. Oh, get in your feels, grab a cup of coffee, sit down. Just listen. You'll be lulled. And she is just the cutest little bean ever. My second pick, and of course, if you don't know my absolute love for Genesis Owusu, I would do anything for that man. Genesis Owusu came out with his sophomore album, Struggler. I have been waiting for this forever. Ashley and I saw him perform at this Ain't No Picnic last summer. And ever since then, you know, he had little singles here and there, but nothing until now. And guys, the man doesn't miss. He just builds an album, like a full album of a story. And I'm going to tell you what Struggler is about because I find it to be hilarious and very apropos to the current environment we live in. So Genesis Owusu essentially made this album, you know, COVID. He's Australian. Australia was like on fire, all those bushfires. They had COVID lockdowns, which were absolutely insane. And then they had hailstorms. Like, this poor country can't catch a break.
It's crazy.
So Genesis going through this is just like, this is an almighty power. I'm fucked. Like, I can't battle this, right? So he made this album, and it's all about a cockroach going through life, trying to survive, realizing that that cockroach has to get up every day and just struggle to survive. And I think that's hilarious because it does feel like we're little cockroaches on this planet sometimes with the fucking flooding in New York City. We had a hurricane in San Diego. Like, just wild, godlike kind of environmental disasters. And it's such a unique way to get out your feelings about a situation, especially something this heavy that you can't control. This was nothing, like, he couldn't do anything but sit back and be like, I have to get up every day and go on. And if you don't know Genesis, he is one of those multi-genre artist, very much like Bartice Strange, who we've mentioned a billion times. He flies into genres at warp speed. He starts off every album so hyped. I just will sit there and be like, yeah, yeah, like running with him. And then he just casually falls into neo soul and you're like, Genesis, you've got a choir, the bops are banging, I'm crying. He's a beautiful artist, and I say this because his live show is also art. He has a beautiful dance. He has a beautiful dance team behind him. His fashion is on point. He's weird. He's cool. I feel like I want a Tyler, the Creator, Genesis Owusu mashup, because I feel like those two together creatively would be nutcases, and I would be tripping balls on something. It's so good. But this album, truly, you have to go listen to it. I don't know how to describe it other than it's just genius. It's just genius. It's a 5 out of 5 album for me, of course. No skips. Honestly, listen to it from front to end, understanding that what this is about now. If you like UK drum and bass, if you like neo soul, if you just like chaos. What? Whoa. Me?
Crazy.
Never. You're gonna love Genesis Owusu. And again, I am so sad he's not coming to San Diego on this tour, but he's playing the day after Ashley's wedding in LA. So am I like, do I hangover send it? Probably not. I'm hoping he's going to be on festival lineups this year.
I know. Hopefully he wasn't.
He wasn't. So I'm really...
This last summer.
I really think he will be. And Ashley and I will be at every one of his 100%. Shows. It was so much fun. So go check out Genesis Owusu's wonderful album, Struggler. Those are my picks of the summer.
Such good picks.
And guys, so many more. Truly, like, you can see our playlist. We actually have a wonderful playlist that we make for this podcast, Vodcast Now, called Bops and Bangers Season 4, where we will put all the music we mention into it so you can easily find
Perfection.
It.
Perfection.
Go follow it. We'll have the link in our show notes.
Are we going to cut to it?
We should cut to it. Here's a beautiful little ditty by Sarah Crean and Genesis Owusu.
We love it. Then she laughed and she said, that's just home from across the hall. And he's no harm at
Actually, I would absolutely now love to hear your picks, because I also know they are bangers.
I'm so excited to share these with you guys. Oh my God. They're like really my vibe. I didn't really understand my picks until I was like, oh, this is just, of course I would pick these out of the summer. First on my list is If You're Hurting by Truesdale. This song was kind of a sneaky little song in their EP that came out in May, and then it was released on their full album that came out in September. Mm-hmm. So just a recent release. Go listen to that album. It's amazing. But let's dive into a little bit of what Truesdale is about. If you love harmonies, folk pop music, then this California band is for you. They are so incredible. The band is made up of Quinn, Georgia, and Lauren, and then who make up the vocals, so three, to just really make those buttery harmonies for you. And then Jack plays the guitar and Maddie plays the drums. I love it so much. The harmonies of Quinn, Georgia, and Lauren are stunning. If you're thinking like First Aid Kit, Joseph, if you love them, like this band is, they're coming up. Literal goosebumps I get every time I listen to them, especially to this song. It is just such a beautiful song, and it's what, like, what your single was like. I cannot get enough.
Yeah, you made me cry with this song.
It's so pretty. Lyrically, this song is so like made you cry. This song will have you in tears. I feel like it speaks to a lot of people right now, kind of like feeling alone in a crowded room vibe. It very much is emotional. It speaks to mental health. The way that they sing it too, the way it crescendos at the end when all their singing comes together, the buildup, it's just so well done. And I can't, if you want a good crying in your car song, we actually have a playlist called Ugly Crying in the Car, and it added the song to the top of it, because you can just get in your car right now and go for a drive, and good luck to you. I dare you to not cry when you listen to this.
And we'll see.
But it's perfect for my Pisces brain, and it very much just like hits on, I think, of like what a lot of us are feeling. Truesdale's album is incredible. The title of the album is Out of My Mind. Very just beautiful folk pop music, and I'm obsessed with it.
I totally agree with everything you just said.
Yeah. My second choice is a new person on the scene, very fresh, Jada Weasel and her EP No Peace. So this EP is that classic sexy R&B. Weasel was born and raised in the Aboriginal community of Warrabinda in central Queensland. And I swear every time I say that place's name, I sound Australian.
You do.
The way it's spelled it out, it's just like Warrabinda.
Oh, that was beautiful. Nar.
Arnar. This is Jada's debut EP, y'all. She only just started releasing music this year.
That makes none sense.
It's just crazy. The title of her EP stems from being able to get over something / get closure. How about we cut to a little snippet of their song?
I'm so excited. If you need to cry, but you've been holding back. If you're hurting, I hope you hear me. When you're bad. This has been such a good music discovery. Once again, Ashley and I have a really great taste in music, I like to think. We're so excited to keep bringing that to you. That this music discovery segment will probably be one that you see a lot just because yes. We love talking about up-and-coming artists.
And there's just so much music to talk about.
So
I mean, that was only four artists. We have so many more.
And ironically, for some reason, they're all Australian.
Every time.
I think we're part Australian at this point.
I know. We need to go there.
I think we're check honorary citizens.
We should be.
Thank you. Give me the key.
We
to
do
the
so
city.
Much support.
We do.
For their scene.
Literally, an artist thought we were from Melbourne. I'm not even kidding you. And
that's
I was
amazing.
Like, oh, that's so sweet. But super excited. Again, check out the playlist if you want to hear anything from the artists we mention in today's episode, next week's episode, whatever it may be, it will always be in our Bops and Bangers Season 4 playlist, available on Spotify. And this kind of wraps up our beautiful, beautiful podcast episode.
Yay! We're back, babies!
We have been so ready to come back. We have a few little housekeeping notes, like make sure you're subscribing. Make sure you're sharing with the homies. Make sure you follow us on all of our platforms. We've got Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, Discord, our website. And I'm telling you, every piece of our social media is different.
Yeah. So I mean, our Instagram, you really, if you're looking for more music discovery, that's probably the place to go.
If you're looking for more me and Ashley, you're going to find it on TikTok.
Yep.
If you're looking for a beautiful community to safely talk about Taylor Swift and scream about how much you love her, Discord. We have the Swifties. We have everything. So be sure to follow us on all platforms. We are super excited. Everyone, I am beyond excited for the rest of the year.
Yes.
We have incredible events coming up if you're in San Diego.
Yeah. If you're in San Diego, hit us up. We get hit up by a lot of San Diego musicians, and we love to see that in our inbox.
Truly. It makes our day, actually.
If you're submitting music, email us, admin@girlmusic.com.
Amen. Please send your EPK, your bio.
Yeah, give us a little rundown.
Give us a little rundown of who you are.
Send us your new music.
We are always open to listening to music. We love you guys so much. Honestly, this is such a joy and pleasure for us to just exist and do this for everyone on a weekly basis. And we're going to be back for a while. So be aware.
Be ready.
Stay tuned.
Bi-weekly.
Bi-weekly babies. And we'll see you in a few weeks.
All right.
We love you all.
Love you. Bye.
Bye. Media.